smart.
All right, everybody, this is Chase March, and welcome to Know Your History, your monthly dose of hip-hop knowledge. This is the place where we get to celebrate all that is the rich cultural history of hip-hop. I hope you've been with us for the first two segments so far, because we've covered a lot of ground. The first one, we talked about how hip-hop is indeed a culture and a way of life for those that are participating and contributing to it. In the second episode, we dealt with the four elements that comprise hip-hop culture, and we discussed how some people might think there are more than four, but how those four are the foundation that built what is hip-hop today. So today I want to dive deeper into the original element, the one that birthed hip-hop culture, and I hope you know what it is before I even say it. Hip-hop started with the DJ. That's right, it wasn't always about the MC. It was more about the DJ, and I want to talk about that in detail today in this half hour. So I'm going to start off with, can't think of a better track to start off with than this one. It's DJ Revolution featuring KRS-One. It's called The DJ. Going to drop that track. We're going to talk about it when we come back. Stay tuned.
Yes, KRS. Revolution. You know what this is. We back in the building, straight up. Look at him. Look at him running. Look at him running already. Out the door. Let's go. This the roar. Y'all know what time this is. When KRS comes to spit, you DJs with no breaks, I don't wanna hear that shit. The radio, I can't even bear that shit. Gucci, Prada, I don't even wear that shit. I'm in the streets, holler, but y'all fear that shit. We blue collar DJs, we here to rip. 900 number, we got two pairs of it. My MP3, I'm not sharing it. Classic sampling loops, we not clearing it. The life of a DJ, there's no comparing it. Many wanna be, but many more scared of it. Before they start, they already plan to quit. The music, they no longer fans of it. They wanna use it so they can get a grand and shit. The program directors handing them scripts. Make them play rap shit and lie from their lips.
You see, there's times like this where you need real motherfuckers like us to let you know what a DJ is. Listen, man, I gotta pay you to play my shit. Check this out, my shit's already hot, so I ain't gotta pay for shit. You can't tell a DJ what to do. We tell you what's really good. DJ Revolution, I got you.
So you wanna be a DJ live on the set, kid? Traveling back again, you should not forget, kid. The beat's in the street, and you have been elected to carry the tradition of records being selected. Check it, your job is to break new records. Go to the club, get on, man, and wreck. Seamless mixing, blends undetected. The true DJ and MC are connected. Like me and DJ Revolution, look at what we're using. Beats and rhymes, no confusion. Who's in the house? If my crew's in the house, hundreds of people be grooving it out. Cutting, mixing, scratching nonstop. Party rocking, 2 hours nonstop. If you got Serato, bravo. But if you can't cut vinyl records, you won't be able to follow me. A true MC, not a new MC. The computer, it's you and me and the crowd. And oh yes, they want it loud. At the tombstone of Scott LaRock, I vowed never to let a whack DJ mix me. And I'll be spitting this way past 60. Ain't nothing changed but the format. Funk, soul, jungle, man, you gotta play all that. Mix it up, not lick it up. The mix of DJs should pick you up. KRS-One, DJ Revolution. Tell me, what's the solution?
The DJ. The DJ,
J dot man, don't don't even say that. We real in the field, y'all pressing play by. DJ Revolution, watch how you say that. Y'all gonna respect these DJs from way back. Yo, hey Jack, this the payback. Y'all far from home and forgot your way back. So being I'm the teacher in all this, me and DJ Revolution put together this short list for DJs so you can get on your job. Number one, a DJ is not an iPod. A DJ is not a jukebox. Your request, you come to hear the DJ rock. Number two, just because you got 20,000 songs in your computer and can call on them doesn't mean you should bore the crowd. Be selective, you don't have to play all of them. Number three, I really shouldn't have to say this, but don't build your set from your PD's playlist. Number four, DJs across the nation, what you play in your ride, play on the station. Number five, needless to say, DJs must love the music they play and mix. Number six, if you're good, just because you can scratch doesn't mean you should. Cutting and scratching's like seasoning when you use it. Rock it, but people want to hear the music. So number seven, let's get into this. Don't ever start a mix you can't finish. And number eight, for DJs to hear it, don't shout your name over other rappers' lyrics or rhymes. Number nine, keep the party moving. Play up to two verses only, keep the party moving. Number ten, find a friend, a true MC that's down with you to the end. Someone who can explain what you're doing, sorta like KRS with DJ Revolution. What are we proving? DJing and MCing together is hip hop's true fusion.
DJ, DJ,
stand up for the culture. Don't just grab a check. These motherfuckers won't be here next year. What you gonna do when they fire your ass? Man, you better stand with the people. DJ Revolution, the original.
Yes, that's such an awesome track. KRS-One really drops the knowledge on there, and I think that's why we call him the teacher, why he's known as the teacher in hip-hop, because he really breaks down what the art of modern DJing is all about. Not so much about the history that DJs started this culture, but he does talk about the breaks, break beats that we'll get into a little bit later. He talks about classic samples and loops, how we'll get into that a little bit later as well. But I like how he says the beat's in the street and you've been elected to carry the tradition of records being selected. In other words, DJs really control the crowd and they should be picking the music and hyping up the crowd. So he talks about 10 things that DJs should have, and it's pretty interesting that number one is the DJ is not an iPod or a jukebox, so don't make a request. You've come to see the DJ. It's not about you. It's about the DJ hyping up the crowd. And he also tells us to be selective. If you're a DJ, don't just play anything. You know, play what you like. Play what you're bumping in your ride. Make sure you play that on the station. And make sure you play music that you love. Key points right there. I think DJs really need to do that. Because there's too much stuff on the radio right now that I don't think DJs like. And they're handcuffed and they kind of need to play that for certain reasons. There's playlists and things. But real hip-hop DJs and the ones on underground stations like this and college radio are the ones that are keeping it alive. DJs in the club that are playing real hip-hop and stuff that they like are the ones that are keeping this alive and what this culture is about. I like number six on his point too, when he says cutting and scratching is like seasoning when you use it. Like, it just gives it that extra flavor. I don't want to hear DJs just mix. I want to hear some cutting and scratching. But like he says, don't overdo it. People want to hear the music. I mean, turntablism is when you take the turntable and you turn it into an instrument and you do some really wild and crazy stuff with that. But for the most part, when people think DJs, they're thinking of DJs playing the music and hyping up the crowd. And when you do that, a little bit of cutting and scratching is good, but make sure you don't go overboard. And he says, don't quit once you start your set. Make sure you got what you're doing there. Don't shout over the lyrics. Of course, that's a major faux pas. You shouldn't shout your name all over the tracks. Come on, DJs. Stop doing that, please. So, hope he schooled some of you wannabe DJs out there, or DJs that are maybe doing some of those things that don't quite follow with hip-hop tradition. And of course, his last point in the 10 is find an MC, one that you really connect with, because as he says, DJ and an MC in together is hip-hop's true fusion. Nice points, very nice points from a great song. Gotta really give it up to KRS-One and DJ Revolution for coming through there. I like at the end when KRS-One says, stand up for the culture. Because we need to remember that this is not a business. I mean, sure, hip-hop creates a lot of wealth for a lot of people, and it is part of the music industry. But we have to remember that hip-hop is a culture, and that we transcend the music industry. So don't forget that. Please don't forget that. Yeah, so let's take it back to the defining element when the DJ created what is hip-hop. So it's hard to define the exact time that hip-hop was created. There's so many influences that came together to form the culture, and many of them far predate hip-hop. So where did it come from? It was born out of dancing and the love of music. DJs began to play parties and realized that partygoers like dancing to the breakdown of the record. A break is the part of the song where there's no singing and the rhythm is stripped down to a simple drum pattern and some backup sounds or instruments. DJs soon learned that they could use two record players playing the same song in order to prolong the break. As soon as the breakdown ended on one record, the DJ would time it so that it would immediately play again on the other record. This way, the DJ could extend a 30-second break indefinitely. Thus, breakdancing was born. I want to just show you a little bit about how that works. I'm going to play a really famous break. Well, I'm going to play the song, and then I'm going to isolate the break for you so you can hear where it is. But the song is by James Brown, and it's The Funky Drummer. And you'll probably recognize some of the, when I get to the break, that you've heard it in quite a few songs. It's been sampled, probably the most sampled break in hip-hop. So here it is. Listen to it, and I'm going to break it down for you.
Cut out the lights and go on the look. Cut out the lights and go on the look. Standing over there, the devil's son-in-law.
So far, it doesn't sound like hip-hop yet or anything you recognize. Keep listening. I'm aware of the irony that I just talked about DJs not talking over a track and here I'm doing it. But keep listening, the break's coming up.
Still good. Still
feel the change in the music start. It's coming closer to the break.
Honky-tonk women is all I need. I'm a member of the brand new breed. Honky-tonk women is the word I want. Give the drummer some of this funky soul we got here. You don't have to do no soloing, brother. Just keep what you got. Don't turn it loose, because it's a mother. When I count to four, I want everybody to lay out and let the drummer go. And when I count to four, I want you to come back in. It's in my collar. I got the holler. I said it's in my feet. Feels so sweet. It's in my shape, good God, about to wake me to death. It's in my shape, about to wake me to death. It's in my shape, I walk the floor, I want to walk the floor.
Here it is, the break. Alright, that was the break right there. I hope you recognize that from lots of different songs. Yeah, James Brown's definitely got it. And notice how the song played for quite a long time until we came up to that break. Also notice that he talked over it. So really, it wasn't a 30-second break. It was really about 10 seconds. And so what DJs would do is they'd have two copies of that record. And where that drum solo was, that really dope drum solo, they let it play for 10 seconds. They'd have it set up on the other turntable, and then they'd let that play for 10 seconds right after, and they'd keep going back and forth and back and forth. So DJs using turntables used to do what we do with samplers now. Now I could just take that loop, put it right into my computer, and have it keep playing over and over and over again. But back in the days when hip-hop started as a culture, we didn't have the technology to do that. So DJs, just being ingenious, figured out that two records could do the same thing. Amazing, amazing, amazing stuff. I can't say that enough. So let's go back in time right now and talk about when hip-hop was born. For all intents and purposes, the godfather of hip-hop culture is a man known as DJ Kool Herc. His real name is Clive Campbell, and he was originally from Jamaica, but he came to settle in the Bronx borough of New York City. Now here's where the legend begins. He held a block party in 1973 that's considered to be the birth of hip-hop culture. Why? What was so special about this point in time? Because as I said before, a lot of things about hip-hop predated this time, but this is when the culture actually began to solidify and form. What he did is he set up his turntables outside and invited everyone to come party with him. It was a block party. It wasn't a club party. You didn't have to pay to go there. And the members of that community, it was a very poor neighborhood. People couldn't afford to go to the club, so he brought the music to them. Historic address, 1520 Sedgwick Avenue. So he just played the records, and he played the breaks of the records and extended them when he realized that that was the part of the music that people liked dancing to the most. So that really was the birth of hip-hop culture right there. He also took it a step further and introduced a reggae style known as toasting. And toasting is when a DJ would speak in short, pithy rhymes just to hype up the crowd. So from these humble beginnings, hip-hop was born. DJs will play records, get the crowd dancing, and talk a little bit. DJ Kool Herc wasn't the only DJ that was doing this, though. African Bambaataa and Grandmaster Flash quickly became legends. They all wanted to improve their DJ skills, and soon they employed MCs to help them. So you got to remember, MCs didn't exist. This culture was just beginning to take shape, and it all started with the DJ. Another DJ that we need to mention here is Grand Wizard Theodore. In 1975, he is credited with inventing the scratch. And the story goes that he was practicing DJing, doing a set in his basement, and his mom yelled at him, and he didn't want to lose his place, so he put his hand on the record to stop it so he could hear her, and it made an interesting sound. And then he thought, I gotta play with that some more, and he cut the record back and forth, moving the record with his hand so that the record went back and forth and back and forth across the record so you could get that kind of sound. So right there, we have all the elements we need. We have DJs playing music, speaking in rhymes, and we've got the scratching musical element of turntablism starting to take effect. Now, this is a lot to cover in one half-hour segment. To talk about all that encompasses what a DJ does and their importance in hip-hop culture. But the last point that we really need to make in this show is that the turntable itself became an instrument. And what DJs can do with it is incredible. Grand Wizard Theodore kind of kicked it off with the scratch and just cutting the record back and forth. But then we had mixers and all these different things that could really manipulate the sounds on the records. So you could actually use a record player as an instrument. And this kind of started with a DJ mixing championship, which is the DMC. DMC again started as just a mixing championship, but now it's become the birth of turntablism, where DJs just use the records as instruments and it's not so much as just mixing anymore. So I wanted to play something for you. This is Rob Swift. It's off his new album called The Architect, and he's taken classical music and just done something amazing with it. And this is an album that really needs to be heard straight through and in order, because it's been purposely designed and put together using sounds from a turntable to create something brand new. Brilliant, brilliant stuff. And once again, this is an art. DJs are artistic. DJs put together sounds purposely to make something new. They take a break from a record that's well known and play it over and over again, loop it up, or they can use different sounds and scratch and put together beautiful sonic landscapes. So we're really going to have to touch on this some more in a further installment of Know Your History. But right now, here's Rob Swift. He used to be in a crew called The Executioners, and this song is called Rabia, Second Movement. Enjoy. Wow, that's all I can say there. Rob Swift, Rabia second movement off his new album, The Architect. That just goes to show you what DJs are capable of doing. Not only can we take a break and extend it however infinitely long we want to get people to dance and have a good time, not only can a DJ speak in rhymes to hype up the crowd, but a DJ can take the turntable and use it as an instrument to create sonic landscapes and amazing things. So we really have to credit some amazing DJs here. Just to reiterate, Kool Herc, DJ Kool Herc, birthed hip-hop culture when he started playing his block parties in the early 1970s. Grand Wizard Theodore is credited with creating the scratch. And then we had the DMC, the Disco Mix Championships, which really elevated and turned turntablism into a complete art unto itself. But what I think we really need to give credit to is that DJs just create something out of nothing, which is pretty amazing if you think about it. I mean, hip-hop culture started with somebody playing a record, realizing that people like to dance to the break of that record, then hooking up a second turntable so we could let the break play on one record, and then have another record playing on a second turntable to let that break play, and just keep going back and forth to extending a break indefinitely. And then, of course, Grand Wizard Theodore inventing the scratch and bringing that in to making the turntable an actual instrument, something that we can manipulate sounds with and create these beautiful sonic landscapes. I mean, pretty impressive. And we have the DMC Championships, the Disco Mix Championships, which really gave way to turntablism as an art unto itself. So that's what we're trying to do here with Know Your History. We are celebrating this rich cultural landscape that is hip-hop. I hope you've been enjoying the series so far, and I hope you're going to continue to tune in because we're going to bring you the hip-hop knowledge each and every month here. My name is Chase March, and you better know your history.
Dope FM, 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 FM.